I would encourage people to find a way to move ahead with trade. I think we do need to be sensitive to possible dislocation, but over the long run, if you want a prosperous society, a modern society, it's got to be a society that engages with other countries. And when we look at the countries that said, we don't want to do that, and I think of Japan in this instance over the last 20 years, I think of France over a longer period of time, these countries stagnate. And you can't lock yourself into the year you're in. You can't tell every company in America and every worker in America your company is guaranteed forever not to have competition, and you can't tell every worker you will never, ever have competition. In fact, what we ought to be saying to everybody in our country is technology changes, competition changes, society changes, and your company, in order to survive, is going to have to be nimble, and a working men and women, in order to prosper, are going to have to be able to adapt as well. Now, China presents a special set of challenges because its economy is so big. So I think a go-slow approach with China is in order. And I also think having the ability to push back in the right moments to say we're looking for more reciprocity, more balance in this trade from China is also in order as well. So I'd have a special sort of carve-out for China. If I may say, in my company, we're in the consumer space in China where U.S. companies do extremely well. We're in the segment where there's very few trade barriers, but Chinese consumers like the same fantastic products American consumers like, meaning they like Nikes and Levi's and Disney products and so forth, the same way Americans do. So the American consumer companies do extremely well in China, but in other parts of the economy, the companies don't do as well, and competition isn't always fair.
Rex Tillerson, did you hear anything in his message that poked you or that you agreed with?
Yeah, look, first, I'm very glad he went. I mean, you've got to have a regular discussion with China. So he made the right move by getting. And I think it was a little bit, my take is a little bit of a course correction from some of the comments made in that post-election moment where then President-elect Trump first calls Tsai Ing-wen, which I think is fine. He subsequently sent out some tweets where he talked about trade being unfair, which also might be a reasonable point to make. He talked about the South China Sea. But my advice, if I were asked to give advice, would be, look, you've got to decide priorities vis-a-vis China, because there's a lot of issues we have with China. And even within the trade set of issues, you've got to pick the two or three most egregious areas where we think we're being treated unfairly and really focus on those. Spend 6 months just hammering those and see what you can get. Now, there have been some reports that autos is going to be one area that President Trump focused on. I would welcome that. There's no question that China has been unfair to U.S. auto manufacturers, and it has a very high tariff on U.S. Autos, whereas we in the U.S. have a much lower tariff on Chinese autos. So there's a very strong basis for just a balance there that is fair to our factories and our workers and our corporations. But it is going to be sort of 6 months of focusing just on those set of issues to get something, some benefit out of that.
Do you see yourself getting back into public service?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm happy to write and comment. I have a lot of friends in government working on the China issues. I want to do whatever I can to be supportive of the president. I think he's got some positive instincts. I think there are some question marks out there as well, but I don't see myself back in government.